From Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Christians may play a significant part in forming Russia's foster care program. Buckner Orphan Care International held its fourth annual conference on children's welfare issues in Moscow. Buckner's Amy Norton.
700,000 children in orphanages here. There's a huge problem with children being institutionalized, and our goal is to get children into a loving family so that they can really develop and be loved and cared for.
At the conference, they helped draft a resolution emphasizing foster care that'll go to the Duma. If it makes it through the legislature, Norton says evangelical churches must be a part of the program. Next, this week in Colombia, militia groups laid down their weapons and entered talks towards peace. Even with the unrest in the country, Crossroad Bible Institute opened a new materials distribution center there. CBI's Catherine Shane says it's a strategic advance for prison ministry, and the potential impact is huge.
The more we can get into Colombian prisons, especially being that for the last couple of decades, especially, it's just been so violent and so overrun by the guerrilla fighters and the drug traffickers. A lot of those are in prison now, and so the more we can impact them, the more impact we can have on the country as a whole.
And World Vision's relief team in Kenya is gearing up to distribute food to people in seven districts. The drought crisis there puts 3.5 million people in urgent need of food throughout the country. The emergency project will run for 6 months, distributing 26 metric tons of food in partnership with the World Food Program. As the World Vision team meets these physical needs, they often find open doors to represent Jesus Christ with those they aid. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out more details about stories you've heard in today's broadcast, go to missionnetworknews.org. And on behalf of the staff of Mission Network News, we hope that your celebration of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a blessed one this weekend. I'm Ruth Bliss.